best model for this year is what happened last year. The big 900-pound gorilla in the climate room is El Niño Southern Oscillation, or ENSO for short. And most people may know that by its warm phase name of El Niño or its cold phase name of La Niña. This year is neither of those, just like last season. That is kind of fraught with some danger. There's a distinct pattern to El Niño winters, and there's a distinct pattern to La Niña winters, but this No Niño type of winter is kind of a wild card year.
Can we take solace in all this precipitation during the fall? Could it mean we could have a good winter?
Oh, I was hoping for that too. So what I've done is gone back and looked at No Niño years, seasons that have occurred since 1950, and there's 19 of them. And I plotted those up against average for selected sites in the mountains, and Aspen is one of those sites that I looked at. And unfortunately, the 19 seasons came in below average. So I said, well, I don't like that. So what if I pick out a subset of those 19 that might better mirror what we're in for this year? And one of the subsets that I chose was a wet fall season. And, you know, is there any correlation to better snowfall in the winter? And unfortunately, that subset also came in below normal.
Now, I've heard of the term La Nada. Is that what you were referring to with it not being an El Niño winter?
Right. I call it No Niño or ENSO neutral. But yeah, La Nada. What it seems to do is that the jet stream and the storm track can just be anywhere from, if you think about the west coast of North America, can be anywhere from British Columbia down into Sonora, Mexico. And if Colorado happens to be in the storm track during our La Nada year, then we'll have a very wet year. And indeed, we see a few of those wet years in our climate record. But if we happen to be out of the storm track, which if you think of all the possibilities up and down the West Coast, is a greater possibility, then the chances are we'll have a dry year. And indeed, we have some extreme dry years in these years similar to this.
So it's only October, of course.
Sure.
What's the likelihood of all of this changing by the time, say, January rolls around?
You know, we have a real distinct signal that shows up when I look back at these ENSO neutral years of a wet December. This year, I think there's some chance that it could start in November, but kind of a wet period for November into December. Then typically what we've seen in previous years is kind of a dry January, February, and then a wet spring. Another signal that I'm looking at for this year is that there's some good chance that we'll convert to an El Niño season towards the springtime. And if that happens, typically central Colorado does pretty well with precipitation during El Niños. You know, there's just so many variables, and even on the best years, what we've seen from the outlooks from the Climate Prediction Center, even the very best seasons where everything's kind of aligning, we can explain somewhere between 15 and 25% of winter weather. In other words, 75 to 85% of what's going to happen is just going to be random weather. When we have this kind of La Nada kind of season, then skills drop right down to zero. So, you know, I don't really listen to my forecast. I've bought my season pass to my local ski area here, and I've given money to the cross-country ski group that grooms the trails for us. So my money's resting on a good winter.